friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
You're in the doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
Well, I won't say I'll never wave bye-bye, but hour number three underway here on this Wednesday. Hope you're well, wherever you may be. A lot of fun. Well over 100 text mess responses to our first ever Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Well, one person that's never going to be questioned whether or not he's a Hall of Famer joins us now. He's the voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, the Roth Report.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here's Rick Watson.
And good morning, William. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, Rick. Good morning to you. How are things in your world?
Hey, going okay. Been a lot of fun this morning. Been a lot of fun as we get on through the week.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And I hear you talking about your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame suggestions.
We had our BDST fan vote Hall of Fame in hour two. Rock and
I
roll.
Like it. That's something everyone can get involved with.
Yeah, it was good.
Her arms around for sure.
It was awesome. It was awesome. All right. We also talked about an announcement last night by Sean Padula officially closing the door and coming back to Blacksburg.
Well, it's not a surprise that he's leaving. You know, he entered the portal. There's been no official announcement on where he might go. But that was Tech's starting point guard, and he was a third-team All-ACC player.
Mm-hmm.
He was a double-figure scorer. And that does mean that all five starters from last year's team at Tech will not return.
Wow.
So we do know that. And that includes, you know, Padula was the leading scorer on the team, and he led the team in assists. So, you know, there's some holes to fill. Hokies have commitments from a young man from Charleston, a young man from Cal, a commitment from a really good-looking player from UT San Antonio, and more to come. So clearly, this has been a spring cleaning, pun intended, spring cleaning for Mike Young. It's going to be a completely different team this coming season for Tech men's basketball and Tech women's basketball. But from a men's basketball standpoint, it's going to be we're all going to have to take a look at the roster and these bios as soon as we have a sense of who's going to be on this team in the 24-25 season.
Yeah, and this is just going to be the norm going forward. You talk to coaches, they just had to swallow hard and accept this, right? This is just where we are now.
Yeah, for at least the next year or so until some of these new rules kick in. It's interesting. It makes you, makes you able to build a team quickly, but you can lose a team quickly too.
That's right. That's right.
And so you've got to be able to navigate it appropriately. You've got to be able to understand the landscape, which doesn't necessarily mean, you know, who's got the best on-ball defenders and who's got the best shooters. It's what are the financial implications of signing this guy? And who's advising him? And can we keep someone if he's really good?
Well, Blacksburg right now does house one of the hottest winning teams in the country, don't they? In a sport.
Man,
that, yeah.
The hottest team in the country, Tech softball. You know, they struggled at Duke, and since then, whoa, they've been nearly unbeatable. They beat UVA again last night, 6-1 last night. So they won at Charlottesville 6-0 and 6-1 here in Blacksburg last night. They've won 10 in a row. The Hokies are 17-0 at home.
Wow.
They play Marshall at home today. They still got a shot to win the ACC. Florida State right now is in first place. But I'm telling you, man, Tech softball has a chance again this year to do something really special in the NCAA tournament. It's a great team.
Pete's done a great job, hasn't he? He really has. It's just year in, year out, they have a really good competitive team. It's really cool.
And they've bounced back from their losses. You know, every team has a stumble at some point, right? And the way they've responded, if you look at the results of their games, I mean, most of them are not close. They've run-ruled a bunch of people, and it's exciting to see. They've set a school record for home runs. They've got big bats. They've got good arms. They've got a toughness to them. And the season's coming down the stretch, and they're unbeatable at Tech Softball Park.
Well, I was really glad to see this next topic on things you wanted to cover, because I've had several text messages. Can you please ask Bill about the new Virginia NIL law, and especially what it means for Virginia Tech, what you can make sense of it right now anyway?
I want to learn more about it. So clearly, whether it's the Attorney General office, the governor's office, Aaron Rouse down in the Hampton Roads, former Hokie, you know, his constituency and his group, they are very active in NIL on the political landscape within the Commonwealth of Virginia. Nationally, we're not getting much traction from Congress. I think a lot of people can say that in a lot of issues, right? But clearly in NIL,
sure, yes.
Virginia's politicians are engaged and they're active. So what is it? Well, it allows Virginia colleges and universities to be more engaged and educate their students about NIL. They can identify and create, engage, facilitate deals, which is something that we have not been able to do in the past. And so it's always been an outside collective at Tech, whether it's Triumph or the Hokie Way. Tech Athletics doesn't have any say in what happens. And so this new law allows the university's athletics departments within the Commonwealth of Virginia to create and negotiate deals.
Mm-hmm. And that control is a good thing for athletic departments. It really
is.
Well,
it's the exact opposite of the current NCAA rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why a lot of people are going, wait a minute, this is illegal, isn't it? Well, as of this morning, it is. But Virginia is not the first, nor will it be the last state to enact this. And it's going to force the NCAA's hands. Yes, this is really good for athletics. It's really good for the athletes. And it certainly signifies, from a political, you could fly this flag and plant it, Rick, that from the governor's office down, they want Virginia to be a player, regardless of which institution it might be,
mm-hmm.
or institutions. They want Virginia to be a player if we do get into a situation where there are only two conferences.
Right. That's a great point. That's thinking long term. You're thinking the long game there, right? Yeah, absolutely.
So I do think that the governor's office, and this is not Republican, Democrat, it's not that at all. It's a good thing for Tech from a positioning standpoint. Now, yeah, it's against the NCAA rules today, and this law doesn't go into effect until July 15th. But many other states are about to adopt similar legislation, and it will not be against the rules, I'm pretty confident. So is the governor. So are the athletic directors at Tech and UVA and around the state. This will not be against NCAA rules when it goes into effect.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're exactly right. Virginia is going to be the trendsetter, right? Because this is going to be followed. But I think eventually everyone's going to look at this and go, okay, let's do our own now. Let's figure this out ourselves.
I think we're, I don't know that we weren't the first state to come down this road, but it's important, I think, if collegiate athletics is important in Richmond politically, and it is, the financial impact of athletics in the Commonwealth of Virginia, whether you're a VC Ram, a Hokie, a Cavalier, whatever, I think everyone understands where athletics stands in our Commonwealth, collegiate athletics. We are the biggest state in the country, Rick, without a major league sports team.
Right.
Virginia's the ninth most populous state in the country. More people live in Virginia than Massachusetts or Missouri or Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of those states have NFL or Major League Baseball teams. Virginia does not. Virginia has college teams and a massive population and a very affluent population, as we know, mm-hmm. if you look at the income in the Commonwealth of Virginia compared to other states. It's also one of the wealthier states. And we can't have a void in both pro and collegiate athletics in our state at the highest level. So I think they recognize that. I think there's a lot of political capital to gain. I mean, this is an easy win if you're the governor. I don't think anybody fought it.
No, no.
So easy wins are hard to come by in
yes,
politics.
Especially today, right. Absolutely.
So if you can get one, take it.
Take it and run with it. It's Bill Roth and the Roth Report. We're going to step out, take a break. Still a lot more to cover with Bill. We're at the end of the school year, man. It's hard to believe. The SMA update coming up. Baker team game of the week. Lots and lots of choices. And NBA, NHL playoffs. Man, nothing's better than playoff hockey. NRV Heart Clinic top three. All that's coming up with the voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, when we return with the Roth Report here on BDST.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team of Long & Foster Realtors. Buffalo & Moore in Reiner is pleased to announce they are back to full service for their customers. Dine-in, carry-out, or catering is now available. Call Connie Hale for that special birthday cake, a family-style takeout meal, or a quick grab-and-go lunch or dinner. Bring a friend and enjoy the full menu for dining in. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda remind you to shop local.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
So what do you think of the new big screen TV? Pretty good fit in this room, huh? Man, I'm so glad we called Louise to help us find our new home. That apartment was just too small with the new baby. Louise listened to what we wanted, we discussed what we needed, and she found us this great house. We're so happy here.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to purchase, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda will work hard to find your right space.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's Sports Media and Analytics Program. Today's SMA Update is brought to you by First in Maine, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
And we're back with Bill Roth and the Roth Report and the SMA update. My goodness gracious, Bill, we're at the end almost here.
Wow. I know. We have 1 week left in class. In fact, classes end at Tech a week from today. But you know, Rick, sometimes things just work out perfectly. And that happened last night. We moved our play-by-play class yesterday to English Field to broadcast, or at least cut a tape, record everyone in the class, the Tech George Mason baseball game.
Oh, very cool.
And we've had several games out at English Field this year, but sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate. Well, last night it did. Sometimes the game isn't great. It's hard to come up with a good, you know, half inning or inning of play-by-play to which you turn in, and then you get a grade, right? The better the game, the better your grade is, right? You know that.
Yes, yes.
We all sound better if it's a good game. The Hokies beat George Mason last night, 25-4. They had 26 hits, did the Hokies, and they're still hitting home runs over there. It might have been the best game ever to do a broadcast and come up with a really exciting inning. Because if you messed up in the first couple at-bats, well, the Hokies had like six innings where they put up crooked numbers. That happens if you score 25 runs, right, in just eight at-bats. So it was a very good night for the Hokies. They needed that win, too, by the way, after this past weekend. And they've got a big series coming up in Chapel Hill this weekend. But I was happy for our kids last night to have a great – it was our last baseball game of the year for our class. So 25-4 is a good win.
Yeah, that's a good one to go out on. You're exactly right. You can't really beat that, 25-4. And I know – you have to just beam with pride every year, right, to see the development. It's got to be so much fun for you. Some of these folks have been in your program, but when you get the new kids that come in to see their development and their passion, you have to just, I mean, it's got to be kind of emotional at the end of the semester for you, doesn't it?
It is. It's almost the way a coach likely feels at senior day.
Yes, graduation. Yes, yes.
You know, so when they came in, guys like, well, Carter Hill, who's from Blacksburg High School, and Giovanni Heater, who's from New York, when they came in, they took that play-by-play class, and then they did what their colleagues did last night, go to the English Field and practice, and now those two dudes are broadcasting Salem Red Sox games all summer long, and you can watch those games on MILB TV, you can listen online, you can listen on radio, and it's really exciting to see, but it starts by taking a recorder out to English Field and cutting a tape, and let's listen to it, and what did you do well, and where do we need to work to get better, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right, speaking of fun, is your Baker team game of the week picks, and my goodness gracious, you mentioned softball, you mentioned the NBA, I mean, where are we going? I mean, there's a lot of good stuff right now.
I think it'll be a good weekend for Hokie softball. Well, first of all, just about every weekend is a great
weekend. true.
The way they're playing and swinging the bats. Tech's at Syracuse this weekend, and again, they're still on the hunt at the ACC championship. Florida State is atop the league, but the Hokies are just a few games back. Noles have two more series, the way this works, and the Hokies just have this one remaining conference series at Syracuse. Syracuse isn't very good in softball, so looking for a good weekend there. So any of those games could be our Baker team game of the week. As you mentioned, the hockey games – Stanley Cup playoffs are underway.
Mm.
We're going to hold back on that because my Baker team game of the week is going to be game three of the Lakers-Nuggets series.
Yes.
Saturday night. I think it's at 8 or 8:30 Eastern. This time the series has moved to L.A., so we'll see those guys go at it. It's been a really good first couple of games. And Denver's got a great team again, of course. But we'll see how they play Saturday night in the big city.
I like it. All right. And as always, we finish the Roth Report with Bill's NRV Heart Clinic Top 3.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's Top 3. Now back to Rick Watson.
All right. And I have no idea where we're going, but you sent a nice tease here. I like that.
You think you're having a bad month. How's your month going so far, April 24th?
Not great. You know, I've dislocated my shoulder. I've had a lot of things go on. Yeah, it hasn't been great. Hasn't been great so far.
I know, but it's still, at the end of the day,
yes,
you are having a better month than the Chicago White Sox.
This is true. This is very true.
This team legitimately can make a run at the 62 Mets as the worst team ever. The 62 Mets lost 120 games. They were 40 and 120. This team is really bad. Do you know, it's April 24th, okay? Do you know how many times they've been shut out already this year, Rick? They've played 22 games.
22
this is a major
games.
League team.
Okay.
They've played 22 games. Don't look it up.
I won't. I'll just throw out a number. Okay, shut out the three games, three wins. I'll say six times.
Eight.
Eight shutouts?
How can you be shut out eight times? This is baseball.
Already? Yeah. Wow.
So it's never happened before.
Unbelievable.
So the Chicago White Sox are now 3-20. 3 wins and 20 losses. Their team batting average is like 190. They can't score. They can't get anybody on base. And they're 3-20. But they're only number 3 on the worst start list ever. That's our top 3.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. The 2022 Cincinnati Reds and the 2003 Detroit Tigers started 3-22.
Okay. 3-22. Okay.
But the White Sox could hit that by Saturday.
They might do that. They might be right there with those two.
But our worst start, do you remember the 88 Orioles?
I do. I can't remember how much it was, but I remember
0-21.
0-21. Ooh.
But you know, like that Reds team came back and I think they only lost like 90 games.
Yeah, they did. They started, yeah, you're right. They recovered,
you know,
okay.
They kind of turned it around. And this team, this isn't like a young team. Like, they're like veteran guys. They don't have any prospects. So they're playing veterans.
Wow.
I am not a Sox fan.
No. But you still feel bad, right? I've got to feel bad for them. Being a Padres fan,
yeah,
it's tough.
The A's were terrible last year. The A's, we I think had the same top three list last year. The Oakland was 5-23 last year, and ended up losing 112 games. They were 50-112. But the White Sox, not only is their record bad, like they don't have anybody who can hit.
That's not a good combination at all.
Usually bad teams are, you know, they got pitching issues. And now the White Sox pitching isn't that great either, but it's their offensive numbers that are just crazy.
That's right. I mean, that's right.
I mean, we've only been playing for 3 weeks, and they're getting shut out twice a week.
Apparently so, yes. That's amazing. That eight, when you said eight, that's mind-blowing. It really is. Whew. Well.
So anyway, what are your weekend plans? Anything fun?
We've got our red and white gala on Friday at Radford. Marty Smith's coming in to be the speaker. We've got events all weekend, a lot of alumni. So, yeah, it'll be a fun weekend down at Radford, weekend before graduation. So, well, good stuff. How about you? What are you getting into?
Well, I have to listen to 22 versions of the Virginia Tech George Mason baseball game from last night.
That's true. That's right. You'll be busy.
Yeah. The academic stuff,
right,
and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, it's that time of year. You know, the teaching is fun and the mentoring is great. I love it. But I think anyone who's a teacher or an instructor or a professor, even if you're a driving instructor or a college professor, whatever you are.
Absolutely.
It's the grading that can get.
Yes, yes.
Challenging.
Yeah, I get it.
Because after you listen to the same home run six times.
Right.
So it takes you've got to take a break and listen to something else, read a book for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and go back,
walk
keep
away,
a fresh perspective.
Yep. Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So that's my weekend.
Mm. Well, hope it
and
goes.
I'll read as much David Teal as I can.
Exactly. And we'll let him know that when he comes up next. All right, man. Have a great weekend.
See you, buddy. Boy.
Good stuff. There you go. That's Bill Roth and the Roth Report. Man, 0-21. I always forget about the O's in that start. All right, we'll take a break. Come back from one Hall of Famer to the next. David Teal, final segment on a Wednesday.